Well, Congressman Kinzinger, while I have you on the line, I wondered if you'd comment on Congress's role when it comes to counterterrorism. I'm speaking only a day after it was revealed that intelligence officials foiled an alleged plot to bomb a U.S.-bound airliner. Now, counterterrorism agencies report directly to the executive branch and give regular briefings to Congress. I was wondering if you were satisfied with the role the legislative branch plays with regard to counterterrorism, and if you would like Congress to have more authority in this area.
Well, look, I think when it comes to national defense, counterterrorism, things like that, the executive branch does have to have more power than the legislative branch does. The reality is you have 435 people, 535 including the Senate, all with varying views on what the role of counterterrorism is. You have to have, when it comes to national defense, the executive branch to be the most powerful in that area. That said, we should have oversight. We do have oversight. The Intel Committee, which is the House Intelligence Committee, I know has a lot of day-to-day knowledge of what's going on overseas, makes a lot of decisions, yay or nay, to allow operations to occur. So I'm fairly confident with the level of knowledge that we have. Now, you know, it's important to understand that Congress does play a very strong role in funding and in determining what the scope and breadth of authority that these agencies do have. But any idea that Congress should be an equal branch with the executive branch in national defense, I think would be wrongfully founded, because I think the executive branch really does need to have power that Congress doesn't.
How satisfied are you with the executive branch, and I guess I mean President Obama and the agencies under his control, how satisfied are you with the way they are protecting America against terrorism?
You know, I have some fundamental disagreements with the executive branch on how we're going about Afghanistan, the fact that we've given a timetable for withdrawal, the fact that we left Iraq with no residual forces. I have some differences in how they've dealt with Israel and Iran. But that said, I think that the administration has been aggressive in counterterrorism. We've been able to do drone strikes in areas where, you know, like Yemen and across the border in Pakistan where we know terrorists exist. I do think the administration has been fairly aggressive when it comes to counterterrorism. I worry about, you know, with the grander scope, a withdrawal from Afghanistan, what that would actually do to our overall strategy against terror. But that said, in some of these areas, I believe they've been aggressive, and I, you know, will commend the administration when they deserve it, and I think it's an area they deserve.